The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, but I'm back. Yeah, I'm going to talk about where I was yesterday in a little bit. So good morning. It is the 5th of June. 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And David's back.
Hey, good morning.
Daddy.
Yep.
To bliss.
Nine pounds, 2 ounces.
9 pounds, 2 ounces.
Big girl, but not chunky. She came out long. 23 inches long.
Wow.
Which is like 5 inches over average.
Wow. Get her, what I'll start doing is sending out the information now for scholarship offers, you know, for basketball, volleyball.
I know. Seriously.
Okay, National Moonshine Day?
Today is National Moonshine Day.
Now, does that mean, like, the moon shines at night, or is it like, yeah, moonshine?
You know, this is like when they used to distill their own, you know.
I've had that before. And,
homebrew.
One time. Some of it can be really smooth. And many years ago when I was making runs to Sturgis, and we rolled in there one time. We were at the campground, and these people pulled in this diesel pusher. Thing was, God knows how much it was worth. It was a lot. And they come out, and they're from Tennessee, and they're, oh, yeah, yeah. And they had their own moonshine. But it was smooth, but it was sneaky. One of the people that was with us drank some, and she was just, you know, we just had, here, just lay down there, and we'll try not to have anybody run over you. That was it.
Put it in the gas tank.
Whoa, now, yeah, some of the old, yeah. You're running 150 proof ethanol on there, so. Okay, weather. I'm trying to see if I can go through the whole week through next Wednesday and say just two words. Yes, three words. Sunny and hot, my friends. Sunny and hot. 96 today, tomorrow 100, 104, 104, 102, 102. That takes you right through next Wednesday. In the evenings, around 70. That's it. It's an easy weather report to do. Hot and sunny. Now, fire yesterday out there. How did that start? Now, I don't know for sure that this is what caused it, but somebody said, because it burnt right to their property, and Tim said that people were out there, contractors were out there mowing the lawns at about 3 p.m. I don't know if that's... if that was just kind of like hearsay or what. But one of the things, you're mowing grass in the afternoon and there's a breeze, your chance of sparking something pretty good. Just something to think about. So, and if that was the cause, I guess the fire department, Cal Fire, could say, well, you shouldn't have been doing that and have you pay for it. I don't know about that. But I know that they have, you know, from people from woeful neglect or doing things like that, they've ended up getting bills. So, but they got the fire under control, so that's cool. Anyway, the weather reports are brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, the Kenny family. Been in the business 30 years, third generations of Kenny's running it. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other payment plans. They've won awards for hiring veterans. This is a great company that has outstanding respect for their customers. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane. Now, things that are going on. I saw an article. Oh, yesterday. Where was I yesterday? In fact, one of the people that were there in the leadership of where we were says, I was wondering why you weren't on the air this morning. And he says, you're here. I went, oh, yeah. Ted Leidy and Brian Rooms and I went to Good News Rescue Mission yesterday. We'd been out there before a couple of times looking around. But this time we were out there and we taught a class, about an eight-hour class, on safety and security out at Good News Rescue Mission. And it entails a lot of things. You get in with the leadership and then down into the staff themselves because you want a climate of safety. And that just doesn't come automatically. So we have put together this curriculum that can, that addresses not only physical security and safety, i.e. Door locks, cameras, surveillance options, but also the mental part of it where your people are trained to look for things. You know, that old saying, see something, say something. Well, we've kind of put it into this curriculum. And then and how you can build this climate of safety. And I have to say, I didn't really know. I mean, I know about Good News Rescue Mission, you know, things I've read. And I know Jonathan. He's a nice guy. And Mimi Mosley went out there to work. And she's such an exceptional person. And she's very proud of that place. And after yesterday, the three of us, after the class that ended right at 4, we sat there and talked among ourselves, Brian, Ted, and I. And we had said this several times during the day. The people that are working out there, the staff that are working at Good News Rescue Mission are quality folks. They face things every day. And that was part of when we're building the curriculum. You know, you look for deviations in patterns. It's one of the first big things. Well, there's a lot of deviation in patterns out there. And things that we would find somewhat strange or a deviation is everyday for them, everyday normal for them. Every day somebody's going to threaten to kill somebody out there. That's normal. Every day there's fights. Every day. Now, they have a Cracker Jack security team because we wondered about that, headed up by David. We got to know during this class the leadership out there, and I can just tell you, my friends, we are blessed as a community, to have an organization like Good News Rescue Mission. You can say, oh, they just attract, oh, they're, you know, just homeless. Let me tell you, I've watched it. I've talked to the people out there. This is not an easy haul here. This is something that is continuous, and it's working. Many of the staff are graduates from the program, and they are just top-notch. They've gone through hell in their lives, self-induced or what. They've still, you know, they have recovered from that, and now they're part of the staff that's working with these people. And they're expanding the campus there, as most people know. They've got the tiny houses there. They've got a woman's building that is top-notch. And they're continuing to build in their area to provide the services that we in this community need. Without the Good News Rescue Mission, think of where those people would be at. On the streets, sleeping in your businesses, everything. They are providing a valuable, valuable service. And what we did was we provided a class on identification of possible security problems, on how to fix that, on how to work in a safety environment. What do you need to do this? And at the end, we got them in 40-something people. Broke them down into groups to identify their three biggest concerns. And then what we tried to do, and in fact, we were able to solve three of those right then. And others are being identified, and in our after-action report, which we'll give to Jonathan, we'll identify everything we found and then what we learned from the staff there. But it was an incredible, incredible day. And again, we were touched by the care and the humanity of that staff. One, the care for each other, because you got to have each other's back there. Trust me. But how their guest, the people they worked with, whether the person was coming in once and was just been living on the streets for a month, filthy and everything, how they would take them in. Get them clean, give them place to be, to sleep, food, and, you know, take care of them that way. That's not easy. You know, that's God's work there. But I just want to let you know from what we've seen, you know, and you see the high, you see the high levels. You know, Jonathan's the face of it, as he should be, as, gosh, he has done so much. But when you talk to the ones in the trenches and you see how they feel, it's very, very, very impressive. We are very fortunate to have an organization like Good News Rescue Mission here in our town. And we'll take a break.
You guys doing that service, that's awesome. Are you guys doing that as a package for other places?
We will. Incredible. They reached out to us, and we put this thing together the last few weeks. But yeah, we will. In fact, I mentioned it to somebody else, and they are interested with us doing this. And we can, you know, it doesn't have to be an 8-hour day. In this case, it needed to be because of the scope of everything. But we can scope any of those classes down, with this, you know, with the mission of it, the end of it. They have a feeling of how to achieve safety, more safety and security in their business. So yeah, you know, this was our first time, and it was like I said, they approached us. So we were more than happy to do that, to see, you know, if we could be of assistance. And it seemed like, you know, all the feedback we got, it was pretty good. But yeah, we'll do this. And I'll probably, after we need to go back and take a look at it and see how we'd scale it for other businesses. But it's awareness. And that's one of the things we really push, is awareness and patterns. And it doesn't mean you have to be armed or anything like this. So, okay, now we really do have to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Into reality. At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Get ready to experience an unstoppable force and the youngest record-breaking country star, Gabby Barrett, in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, June 28th. Battle up and boogie down to number one hits like The Good One and Pick Me Up. Tickets for this event start at just $40 plus fee. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plans. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I guess they were head bumping yesterday too. Thanks a lot, Blake Fisher.
Blake did a good job.
Yeah, were you in here yesterday?
No, I just listened to
the show. Okay, yeah, Blake always does a good job. Yeah, thanks, Blake, but I understand Rebecca Bear was bobbing her head. How can you not to that? Okay, hey, welcome back to the show here. 7:22 in the morning here on the 5th of June. It's 71 degrees out there, going up hot. Okay, 96. Only double digits. So that's not bad. Really, that's not bad. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in town with watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers, great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. Been in that same location for over 30 years, locally owned, locally operated. They have been voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. And there's a reason for that. And it's the only place that Linda and I would go to buy jewelry. I mean, just flat out. Sorry. Nothing against the other jewelry stores, right? But this is the only place we go because we know we're going to get, one, quality at a fair price. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, Four Winds Jewelry, located, again, at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Could it be the Train to Nowhere is actually going to have a stake driven through its non-compliant heart? It looks like the Transportation Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, has released a scathing report exposing what he said is the unfeasibility of California's long-troubled high-speed rail project, and is threatening to pull the plug on a plan that already has federal government on the hook for $6.9 billion, while Californians are underwriting an additional $9 billion. They're moving to terminate around $4 billion it is currently obligated, which they'll be sued for. They'll be sued for that. Unless the California High Speed Rail Authority can prove it's tenable. The bullet train's tenable. 0 miles of track. And the ground was broken when? How long do you think this has been going on? Guess. Go on.
9 years.
Ten. But you were close. It's a 300-page report released by the Federal Railroad Administration on Wednesday, examined the project, and found something that we've known about for 10 years. Delays, missed deadlines, mismanagement, waste, skyrocketing costs, budget shortfalls, and overpresentation of projected ridership. There's a $7 billion funding gap. I mean, I'm laughing about this. My friends, how? Why is this thing still going on? We talk about our roads. Oh, my God, we need to fix our roads. Billions of dollars are going into nowhere, into this vast hole called the high-speed rail. It's and here's the thing. It's going from Merced to Bakersfield. What is in Merced? No, seriously. Look up Merced. How big is Merced? I know nothing about Merced. I know Bakersfield, another garden spot of the world. It says this. The report says there's no viable path to complete this project on time or on budget. If they can't deliver at their end of the deal, it could soon be time for these funds to flow to other projects that can achieve President Trump's vision of building, you know, great big beautiful things again. Our country deserves high-speed rail that makes us proud, not a boondoggle train to nowhere. It was supposed to be a two-phase visionary system connecting Los Angeles. See, that's what I thought. Los Angeles to San Francisco. Which, gosh, even then, it was like, whoa, Los Angeles to San Francisco.
Merced is smaller than Redding.
Yeah.
86,000.
What do they have? What do they do? Is it a farming community?
Okay. The gateway to the Yosemite.
Oh, okay. Got it. Anyway, this phase one, they said that the phase one will now cost between $35 billion and $37 billion, excluding financing cost, which is like $12 billion more than they said. The full cost of phase one is in a range of $106 billion to $128 billion. Now, it's going to be more than that, plus the fact that they've said someplace, and I've read someplace, this could be years ago, they were still going to have to subsidize it even when it was open because of the lack of riders. So it's going to be subsidized. How long? Anyway. It's time somebody stepped in. The Federal Railroad Authority concludes there is no viable path for the California High-Speed Rail Authority to complete the end of beginning of service by the promised 2033 deadline. And the authority's reliance on volatile non-federal funding sources like cap and trade revenue poses significant federal financial risk. Put a stake in the heart of this thing. Say, this was a terrible idea that somehow was foisted on the public and who voted for it. Not once. But I think twice. I think. People in Southern California, I'm not sure what they think of. People up here were like, it's not going to work. You know, even how are you going to run high-speed rail on the rails we have already? Is it going to be a total brand-new rail system? It has to be if you're going to take speeds like that. How's it going to get up through the mountains? Ooh, that's a thought.
They probably thought cars were going to go out of style.
Well, we're going to get to that one in just a second. Mm-hmm. So, but we're going to take a break right now. This portion of the show is brought to you by REU, if you think about buying an electric vehicle, then go to REU and see all the rebates available at readingreu.com/EV. And they will show you all the rebates that are available so you can buy that bike, car, truck, or SUV. We'll be right back.
When it used to take one, this heart ain't easy to love. This heart ain't easy. It's a little too cold.
drunk.
Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store, you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore. Vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you. June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community. I want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com, Taste of Reading. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 8th, that's this Sunday, from noon till 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculptures Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with the great wines and microbrews. Live entertainment on three stages. Now, you can get your tickets in advance at tasteofreading.org. Or you can call here. I found some tickets to Taste of Reading. These are $50 a piece, my friends. So, I'm going to give away tickets today. And tomorrow, because they've been doing any good on Monday. So get ready, start calling. 605-4567. And call. Yeah, take the first two guys there. So we'll give away two tickets each time and to the first two callers. So, yep. Now, we talked.
And they want to know how many they get.
Two.
Two tickets.
Two tickets. do tickets. Don't get pushy. Okay. Hey, if the phone's ringing, so let it ring, and he'll get to you in a second. Or he could tell the other person to hold on for a second and get this. Oh, he's got the second one. Okay. Republican-led effort to repeal a projected, get this, my friends, get this. Okay. I can't even make this up. The high-speed rail was bad enough, right? I mean, we've talked about this POS for 10 years. And it still is still wiggling. It's like the Hydra. It's got numerous heads. You cut off a head, another one grows. If you cut off two heads, two grow back, hopefully. But you got to find the right spot to drive the stake. Maybe they found it. But now, the Senate, the Democrats, had a chance to repeal a projected 65 cent per gallon gas price increase, which is supposed to hit, what is it, next month? I've got to check that out. But it's hitting. And the Democrats in the Senate voted against it to block the increase. And it's tied to new environmental regulations. And Senator Brian Jones, a Republican who requested a vote, argued that the updated low-carbon fuel standard would exacerbate California's already high gas prices. Since the bill failed in committee, Air Resources Board admitted they ignore how their regulations impact gas prices, said Joe Jones. By bringing this bill to the floor, we allow every member the opportunity to repeal Governor Newsom's 65-cent gas price hike. The supporters of the CARB say, oh, we need those updates. It's crucial for achieving the state's climate goals. They want to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, promote cleaner alternatives, and decrease reliance on petroleum. We've already gone through this. We've already said that the electric car thing is a failure. People aren't buying them. You can't force people to buy electric vehicles. You don't have, shall we go through the whole litany? You don't have the charging stations. You don't have the power to do it. When we have brownouts, they beg people not to charge their cars. People are lined up for hours trying to get their cars charged. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. They catch on fire. If it's real cold, it drains the batteries. If it's real hot, it drains the batteries, blah, 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 blah. Not saying there's not places for EVs. Of course there are. But not right now. And now, when you're trying to, who's it going to hit? The 65 cents for a gallon of gas. And that's gas, but diesel, 75 cents more. Of already the cheapest gas in town is $4.09. So that would make it close to $5. And then, and you know it's going to go over five in a variety of times during the year. And diesel will be up close to six. And then you're going to wonder why your food costs more, why the milk costs more, why your clothing prices go up, why they charge more. Because it comes on trucks. And the state of California is here to kill off the industry, to kill off the petroleum industry. And guess what? They're doing it. Unfortunately, they have no replacement for it. It's probably one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. We're going to do this. Well, what's your replacement? Well, we're going to use this. It doesn't work. Okay, well, then we're going to use this and this. Still doesn't work. So let's kill off an industry that's been here 150 years, and it could be here another 100 years with no replacement for it. Democrats and the legislature just kick sand in California's faces and declined to intervene with these regulations. So, if you're wondering how I feel about it, that's how I feel about it. Okay, what else we have here? The high speed, moment of silence. Hooters is closing stores in 15 states. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's a I remember reading something that they were in financial trouble, 3 or 4 months ago. Well, I guess it's even worse. So they've closed not all of them, but in about 15 states. And I, my other article, is with about AI. AI is already wiping out jobs. And so we were talking about, you know, just how much AI. It says, don't blame a job market slowdown that many economists say will start to become evident in Friday's May employment report. You can point, it's not just on uncertainty from Donald Trump, though I'm sure it's got part of it. You can also point the finger at AI. What's happening is it's prompting companies to hire fewer recent college graduates and lay off more employees, according to the economists and staffing firms. It can partly depend on a hiring slowdown in technology that's largely affected recent college grads seeking the kind of entry-level jobs being done now by AI. And according to Oxford Economics, Trump's tariffs, which are expected to reignite inflation while dampening blah, 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 it hasn't happened yet, but we'll see. And but there's things that are shifting. Entry-level jobs have declined markedly. Now, this is things that AI can do. It can do probably the entry-level data work that people would, you know, that people would have to do in the past. AI can now do that. AI can work in and work faster. And here's the thing, though. AI is not always right. But I guess if you give it really strict, really, really strict parameters, and it'll pull things up. Like I was told years ago that the sports page in a lot of newspapers is written by AI because it's mainly statistics. And it can talk, you know, it can take that information and write a sports column. And it doesn't have a name, you know, it's from staff. But because it's mainly statistics, it can, you know, it's really good at that kind of thing. You know, this guy got on base, you know, this final score was such and such, somebody pitched so many innings, et cetera, et cetera. Hey, Sean! Taste of Reading! It's one of our local full-time listeners. We give away things and Sean shows up. But here's the thing, with AI. What jobs are safe from AI? I can't say totally safe. You know, I would think that your job is safe because, you know, there's so many things that go on. I mean, but then again.
You too.
No, I don't think, no, my job's not safe.
We could use your voice and type it in. We could use your voice and.
You could have, no, AI, they have AI radio shows now.
Like this banter
right
here.
Yeah, where people are talking back and forth and they've got it so that you can go in and do it. Yes, I'm passe. How do you even know I'm here today?
As long as I get AI to put money in my bank account.
How do you know I'm here today? I can be AI. It can imitate my voice. You know, sometimes it'll sound like this, and sometimes like this, but most of the time it'll sound like this. I mean,
hey,
something, you know what? Local radio station. Located in downtown Reading. Anyway, no, I mean, it's you know, really, it's kind of scary. Now, what jobs are going to be safe from AI? Or at least it's going to take them a long time. How about plumbing? How about electricians? How about HVAC guys? How about auto mechanics? I mean, they can use AI to help diagnose things. You know, because they're on computers anyway, it hooks into the AI and it says, oh, this has to be replaced. You know, somebody still has to replace it. I mean, I think when you work with your hands and you're working in that industry, in the trades, that your job's going to be a lot safer than if you're working with a computer. Or even jobs like this, like I said, they're already having radio shows that are AI generated. That would be interesting. I know. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to give away some more. How many did we give away? Four?
Yeah, we get two callers. Yep.
I'm going to give away some more Taste of Reading tickets. We come back from the break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is merging with Plumas in about 25 days, going from 4 branches, which we all know and love, to 19, ranging from Red Bluff all the way over to Reno and Plumas. It was also a kind of a community bank started in Quincy. I don't expect that how we're treated is going to change a bit. We've been doing business with them for several years, and we plan on staying at Cornerstone Community Bank / Plumas. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
The only thing micro about this event are the wrestlers. Micromania returns for an action-packed event at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, June 14th. Tickets for this micro event start at $15 plus fees and include $10 in free slot play. This high-flying event for those under 5 feet tall sells out fast. Get your tickets today before they're gone. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime, with all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Eddie Money, Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for waking up with us. Thanks for getting ready with us. So you can go to work. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. GormanLaw.com is a workers' compensation attorney. And if you're not getting the treatment for a work injury that you rate, this is the guy you got to go to. He's, you know, he's a veteran, he's former law enforcement, went, put himself through law school, he's a scrapper. He knows, how, he knows what the law is and how the law works. Work injuries are life changing, can be life changing for you and your family. You want to go back to work, your employer wants you to go back to work, but they're just getting delays or denials. That's when you need to talk to Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You're going to talk to Patrick, and he's going to be able to help you. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. GormanLaw.com, located in Palisadro. I have two tickets to Taste of Reading. I have two tickets for Taste of Reading. Yes. To the first caller. But, I need something. Let me see. Where was Linda on her vacation? You've got to be able to tell me where Linda was on her vacation. You know where she was at, right? Okay. And if you know that, you might want to call. Who knows? I may even have two more. Whoa. Okay. The phones are ringing. Okay. Gosh. We talked about... I'm looking at things. I thought that I was going to talk about how Tehama County is sinking, but I realized I just talked about that the other day. What about the travel ban? Okay. People like to go in places. They like to go. Now, there's a travel ban for about 20 countries, and Trump issued travel suspensions for, and this prohibits travel into the U.S. for foreign nationals from Afghanistan, Burma, Chad, the Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. Also, travel suspensions for Burundi, Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, Turkmenistan, and Venezuelan nationals. And that they're banning these targets with high visa overstay rates. So, now, the guy that just set the elderly Jewish people on fire in Boulder was somebody, an Egyptian that came in on a visa and just never went back. Even though he'd been picked up twice, he never went back. And so his family's on the same visa. So when Trump tries to, okay, we're going to send them back. They're on an overstay visa. They shouldn't be here. Another judge blocks them. I'm not understanding quite. If people are breaking the law, and we know they're breaking the law, why we can't enforce the law without having a judge, federally appointed, there for life, can stop the process? Did we give away the tickets? We did. Did they know where Linda was?
Yes, everybody seems to know where she was. we given away both sets.
Okay, so we gave away four more tickets then. Okay, now, my friends, be listening tomorrow because I have got... Gosh, I may give away tomorrow a four pack. Tomorrow, not today. But I am giving away two more tickets right now. Two.
Here we go.
Here we go. Now, where was I yesterday? And I talked about it beginning of the show. Where was I yesterday? We know, right?
Yeah.
If you can say where I was yesterday instead of here at KCNR. You get
call
two tickets.
Now.
Call now, 530-605-4567.
Two tickets.
But you got to know where I was yesterday. There you go. Okay. The other thing that's going on, and I love giving away tickets, by the way. You know, I really think Taste of Reading is a quality event. Great food, tasty wines, tasty beers, and like I said, great food, music and everything. I think it is very, very, I think it's just a great event. So I kind of, you know, I love giving away tickets like this. Does it cost me money? Yeah.
Hey, we did have one set, or do we have two sets at this, where were you yesterday?
Okay. I'll give away the second one.
All right.
Who is it? Get a name.
What's your name?
Who?
Oh, she feels disqualified. It's Mimi Mosley.
No, she doesn't.
No, you are not.
Put Mimi on the line right now.
Okay, hold on. You're going to be on the air. You're going on the air. Here we go.
Good morning, Mimi.
Oh!
What'd you do, hang up on her?
Mimi?
Okay, where's AI when we need it?
I'm not sure what's going on.
Mimi, call back.
Mimi, I'm trying to get you on the air.
Mimi, call back because I need you to call back.
She's on.
Oh, Mimi. Okay, you know where I was yesterday. So.
Yes, but I'm going to grant my tickets back to the next caller or whatever. Because,
why?
Because I already have my means to be there.
Oh.
So just give the tickets to somebody else. But I wanted to thank you in front of everybody for how amazing you, Ted Liddy, and Brian were yesterday and helped us so much. And gosh, if people at other businesses and organizations, they should call you and do the same thing, because our staff, it's a whole new group of people today.
Well, I spent the first 10, 12 minutes talking about what a great place, because I didn't know. Frankly, I didn't know.
Oh, you know what, Carl?
What?
This last caller, I said, nope, you were wrong, but she's technically right. You were also at the airport. Was that yesterday?
No.
That you picked Linda up? Okay,
nope.
No. All right,
nope.
Never mind.
It was no. Nope.
All right.
But what a, how fortunate Redding and Shasta County and Northern California is to have a place like Good News Rescue Mission. And Ted and Brian and I had no idea the dedication and the caring that your staff has. And it's, God knows, it is not an easy job. It is it's sometimes it's perilous, but I can imagine that, you know, just by watching and listening and talking with everybody yesterday, it takes a special type of person to be able to help other people like this.
Yeah.
And I'm thoroughly sold on the Good News Rescue Mission.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I just quickly want to say, I took a tour of the Nashville Mission a few back in December, and they deal with about 2 million people, you know, in Nashville, and have probably 700 people that they take care of every day. And the way we do things leaps and bounds better, and we're just a small town. And I was there, even their board of directors in Nashville don't come to see what's going on.
Wow.
And here, our board of directors is intimately involved. So thank you so much. You are the man, and we are most honored to have you.
Thanks a lot, Mimi. Take care.
Okay. All righty. Bye-bye.
You bet. Yeah, it was quite the experience, really a great experience. We got to take a break from the news, and then Doug Jenke's going to come on, and we will argue about everything.
Okay, now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Chinese President Xi is very tough and extremely hard to make a deal with. That's President Trump's assessment following a phone call this morning with his Chinese counterpart. Mr. Trump has ordered an investigation into whether there was a cover-up of President Biden's state of mind toward the end of his White House term.
President Trump said in a statement Wednesday that the probe will investigate whether Biden's aides attempted to deceive the public by hiding serious cognitive decline from the American people. The investigation will focus specifically on actions Biden signed using the auto pen, as those on the right levy accusations about Biden's ability to carry out his duties. Trump's order cites Biden's appointment of more than 200 judges to the federal bench, the issuance of thousands of acts of clemency, and the issuance of more than 1,000 presidential documents during his term. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Several rulings of note from the U.S. Supreme Court. It has blocked Mexico's $10 billion lawsuit, alleging American gunmakers have fueled the cartel violence south of the border. Also, in a case out of Ohio, the High Court is making it easier to claim reverse discrimination in employment. And the court is siding with Catholic Charities in a religious rights case over unemployment taxes. Having trouble breathing lately? If so, you're not alone.
There is smoke over a large portion of the eastern part of the country. As far west as the Dakotas, Minnesota, and then a lot of areas east of the Mississippi River, all the way from Alabama, Georgia, up into New England. So a large part of the country has some smoke in the sky.
The culprit, according to the National Weather Service's Mark Chouinard, is the Canadian wildfires that continue to burn. Unemployment applications rose to 247,000 last week. That's an eight-month high. On Wall Street, the Dow trading 56 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 85. The S&P ahead 13. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee we take you as a client. We'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
Estonia is partnering with Lithuania and Latvia, keeping an eye on Russia's shadow fleet of oil tankers, doing an end run around Western war sanctions.
The busy waters of the Baltic Sea are regularly crisscrossed by aging, poorly maintained tankers transporting Russian oil to markets further south. Government officials in Estonia say they are increasingly concerned at how to choke off this trade, which is helping to fuel Russia's war in Ukraine. Last month, the UK government sanctioned up to 100 tankers belonging to Russia's so-called shadow fleet. But in the same month, when the Estonian Coast Guard tried to detain one of those sanctioned tankers, it found itself being buzzed by a Russian warplane, which then flew for up to a minute through NATO airspace.
The BBC's Frank Gardner. NATO defense ministers are set to approve plans to buy more weapons and military gear to better defend Europe, the Arctic, and the North Atlantic. News and analysis at townhall.com. Most people run from threatening weather and powerful storms, but not these people.
It's one of the nation's costliest but least appreciated weather dangers. Hail is rarely deadly, but it causes about $10 billion in damage each year in the U.S. To understand the weather phenomenon better, scientists from several universities are observing storms from the inside and seeing how the hail forms. The study is called Project Ice Chip. It's already collected and dissected hail the size of small cantaloupes. Keith Peters, Washington.
A former Republican congressman and vocal critic of President Trump says he wants to become governor of the president's adopted home state of Florida. And he is running as a Democrat. David Jolly made the announcement earlier today. Term-limited Republican Governor Ron DeSantis cannot run for re-election next year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the downtown studios on Market Street of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning. Yeah, she was on vacation, but she's back now, but she'll be back tomorrow. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com, so you can hear us everywhere. I use that when I'm down at the baseball games, just to, you know, because we stream all the baseball games. Now, we are not streaming this weekend's games, but after this weekend, we're back for the whole season with Coke 45. Okay, David's here, Daddy David.
Good morning.
He's first day back after the birth of his very tall, slim daughter. Nine pounds, 23 inches. Whoa. Yeah, Jen.
You know, six fingers? No, five fingers. Five toes.
Perfect. Perfect baby.
Ten, I mean.
Yep. Perfect baby. And, that's cool.
She came out looking around, made eye contact. What are you guys up to? Looking at me like, hey, wow.
Okay, when's the pampering start?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. And it's National Moonshine Day, which I'm sure that my guest has never had any of. You probably, are you a drinker?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Only on days that end in the word day.
Okay.
Only
well, that's cool.
Days.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Weather report. I'm going to make this really simple. Sunny and hot. And it's going to be like that through next Wednesday. We're going to be in the triple digits starting tomorrow, and it's going to be in the triple digits, 104, 103, 102, like that, through next Wednesday. Sunny and hot. Beware of leaving anything in your car. Don't leave your dogs and your cats in your car, or your kids or your grandmother or food, flowers, anything that you expect to be there when you get back. And don't think I'm only going for 5 minutes, because you know what? Worst things can happen, and you're gone for 30 minutes and you've, and your fluffy that you love is no longer fluffy. So, and yeah, I'm going to be harsh on this, because watch it. Like, my truck will tell me, if I open up that back door, you know, like if I put something in there, like my dog, when I stop the truck on the screen, comes up, check your back seat. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it's funny, but when you see that, and then, I mean, yeah, check your back seat. Yeah, I got a dog back there or whatever. Okay. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, the Kenny family. Been in the business over 30 years. Third generation of Kennys are running that business. Chuck Kenny's going to be on a week from today at 7. And we're going to talk about his last mission to Vietnam, because he goes to Vietnam to look for MIAs. There's still 900 and I think 60 MIAs. It started out at 2,300 and something, but they've gotten it down to 960. And he's got some really, really exciting news. So for that's next Thursday. But Shasta Gas Propane has discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got great service. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane. And I'm here with Doug Jenke, even though he gets bounced around a lot. But this is ordinarily where he comes in.
Yeah. Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
Good. First off, just a correction for you. It's Guinea. You were saying Ghanaya, Guadalajara,
I know,
gonorrhea.
I know.
You were giving it every G name.
I know.
Guinea. Just so you know, the people from New Guinea are very offended. You couldn't say their country's name.
I hope they don't take my head.
Well, that's, you know, cannibalism is still there.
That's what I understand. You know what? And when I was in the middle of it, have you been in, like, getting ready to pronounce a word and you know you're mispronouncing it, but you can't get your tongue back on track, and so you just blah, 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 blah.
Have you ever seen my last name? Everybody pronounces it wrong. You know, they
Junkie.
But everybody forgets the E, and I've been called every iteration of Junkie you can count. So, it's really great when you're playing a sport and you're in front of a stadium of, I don't know, 5, 7, 10,000 people, and now batting, Doug Junkie. It goes over very, very well. So yes, tongue tied is not something I'm immune to.
Okay. Well, so, you heard what I was talking about.
Oh my God, Carl.
The gas, the high speed rail. You know, this high speed rail, I keep thinking every so often that, okay, we've come to our senses, but no, then they double down.
Well, you know, that's the thing with liberals is they haven't found a bad idea they can't double down on. And I will tell you, I want to break everybody's heart who's listening. I just went to Texas. I was invited to go coach at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, and I spent 2 days down there and put on about 300 miles of coaching and driving. But that's not the important part.
Coaching what?
Coaching cars. I was down on the Formula One racetrack coaching.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Got invited with a group of coaches from around the nation, and we put on an event, and it was pretty cool. But that's not the important part. I just wanted to give the reason why I was there. Gas, $2.49.
That's what Linda said.
A gallon.
Linda comes back saying, you know, how much gas is there?
I will say, however, Texas is a godforsaken country. It's humid, and it's flat, and it's pretty much ugly. But they do have some amazingly cheap gas.
Well, I'll tell you something else.
But they do have very terrible roads. I want to qualify. They could afford to probably add 10 cents to a gallon and fix some of the roads. I mean, I was doing autocross on the freeway just because the potholes were so big.
Well, she told me, too, is, you know, some of this, you know, it's humid. But it's flat. She was out past Dallas, and she says all these big ranches that were out there have been bought, and she says it's growing exponentially. You know, people, you know, 2 or 3 acre, you know, lots.
Yep.
With houses, and she says it's just, it's unbelievable.
Urban sprawl. It's happening.
I mean, and trying to get to the airport.
Yeah.
In Dallas is like trying to get to the airport. In Los Angeles, except maybe harder because at least Los Angeles, you know, has been working at this thing a lot longer.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you know what the national bird is in Texas? Windmills. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of windmills dotting that. And I really feel bad because that means they fell for the green scam. So I was in the passenger seat. My brother was driving. I did some research, and the average windmill cost between $3 to $4 million just to build. Mm-hmm. To replace a blade, which there are thousands of blades getting replaced all the time. And it's funny, as I was having a conversation with my brother.
Blades don't decompose.
No. And I was having a conversation with my brother about how horrible the green stuff is. And I was going through item by item, fact by fact. And I said, and these dang blades, you know, they didn't put two and two together that when it blows, the wind picks up the sand. And when you have wind and sand, that's called sand blasting.
Yeah.
And I said, these blades are having to be replaced. And I'm telling you, Carl, as if on cue, we drive by a windmill blade graveyard. There must have been thousands of blades just stacked on this piece of property. And they don't break down. They don't decompose. And it costs.
Can they recycle them at all? It's
a form of fiberglass, so you would think they could maybe shred it up and repurpose it. But the thing is, they're just so massive, so big, and I was doing some research again on the right side seat, and it's like, first off, you got like a $4 million startup. So you got to make $4 million before you make a penny. Then you've got maintenance of about $40,000 a year, and this is all on the internet, so I'm not making it up. And then to replace a blade, which they expected to be about every 12 to 15 years, is now at about an average 5, is about $400,000 per blade. Then to decommission those, which are expected in about 20 years, is going to cost $1 million. Add all of that up and tell me that a windmill makes money.
Well, they don't have to because they are subsidized.
That's the green scam.
There's where the money is.
Well, that's the green scam.
It was like Musk and the EV cars, electric vehicles.
Yep.
They were subsidized heavily. I mean, billions of dollars.
Well, that's what I thought was interesting about Musk is the man obviously is more brilliant and richer than I'll ever be, but he's made most of his fortune. I mean, he had PayPal and he sold that. So after that, though, most of his fortune has been made off of government subsidies to support selling his product. and he became the guy who was going to tell us how to save money in the government. I always thought that was kind of an interesting conundrum. Well,
we got to take a break here, but come back. What do you think about Trump's idea to just do away with the debt?
Mr. Trump has a lot of interesting ideas.
Okay. We'll talk about that when we get back this portion of the show. I want to talk about a Father's Day tradition. Yeah, the 36th Annual Aviation Day, Sunday, June 15th. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday at Benton Field Airport. Now, I would give away tickets for that except for one thing. It's free. It's free to go there. It's free parking. You're going to have a great time. They're going to have modern and vintage airplanes on display, experimental warbirds and CHP aircraft. Airplane flights and helicopter flights are available, and I have to pay for those. And the also, though, you can fly the EEA, which is Experimental Aircraft Association Flight Simulator. That's for free. And you can get in there and fly that. Now, they're having a pancake breakfast that starts at 7 a.m. and goes to 11 a.m. And it's $10 for adults, kids 5 to 12, or $5 under 5 free. All of this is going to be up at Benton Field Airport, right on Gold Street, 2600 Gold Street, right here in Reading. It's going to be Sunday, June 15th, and it starts at 7 a.m. and it goes to 2 p.m. So, there you go. Another great event, and it's free. And we'll be right back with Doug Junkie.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement, the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way,
come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Bott and Doug Jenke, who is my guest today. It is 8:20 in the morning. And just because of that, I made a mistake by saying the wrong time. I'm giving away two tickets to the Taste of Reading right now. If you can tell me who my guest is. Two tickets. 530-605-4567.
And keep it clean, please.
And you got to tell me who my guest is. The phones are ringing off the hook.
They're like, Pee Wee Herman. Who's got that whiny voice? Who else could that possibly be? And I want to tell you, Carl, nobody could replace you with AI. Your squeaky, whiny voice is irreplaceable.
It is.
And these are $50 tickets.
These
each.
Are $50 each.
$100 value.
$100 value. We just, I don't know. Is it because it's the 8 o'clock hour? Because last hour we were getting beat up by people. And I think somebody's coming in right now and pick up our tickets. Okay. The big, beautiful bill.
Yes.
But Trump has said he wants to do away with the debt limit, the debt ceiling, which is the same thing that Elizabeth Warren wants.
Yep.
Okay, conservative voice.
Yes.
This is not a good idea.
Well, Mr. Musk made a very good comment that it's an abomination, and Mr. You and I were just talking about it off the air, and one of the things, Carl, that I do with Nick on Poke the Hornet's Nest on every other Sunday, we'll be on this Sunday, so I don't want to give away too much because I want to talk about this with Nick, but we always make fun of the fact liberals, no matter what, stay united. It doesn't matter how bad the policy, the politicians.
They protect each other.
They circle the wagons, and I don't care how bad it is and how much.
And Republicans have a tendency to eat their own.
They do circle firing squads. But at the same time, we beat on the liberals for all their bad ideas, and now all of a sudden we're air quotes in power, and, we're all of a sudden supposed to think that everything's great. And Mr. Trump, in my opinion, is, making many mistakes. He's surrounding himself with the wrong people again. He's listening to the wrong people again. I heard LaMalfa on the TV last night talk about this bill, and it locks in the tax cuts. Mr. LaMalfa, if you're listening, and I know you're not because you're in Washington, kill this deal. It's a terrible, it's a bad bill. It's adding over $2 trillion. He's adding over
$2
trillion. Well, ask him. Why?
I am. I'm going to ask him, how can you support a bill that adds $2 trillion to the debt?
Every year.
Yeah.
I mean, and you can listen from Washington on our website.
No, but my point being is...
Well, he may even be back in town. Who knows?
Well, and the thing is that the two people that Trump should really be listening to, in my opinion, is Rep. Massey and Rand Paul. Rand Paul, yeah.
Rand Paul.
And those two guys have a tradition of very fiscal conservative things, and they have both been lambasted, just beat to a pulp by Trump while he's cozying up to McConnell's and Mitchell's and all the rhinos that are out there. And, he's making these bad decisions, and what people don't understand about Trump is he is a massive failure as a businessman. You pull him up, he's had 26 bankruptcies. His entire portfolio was based on taking something over, getting new money, and then bankrupting. Just look it up. I'm not making it up. I'm not pulling air. I'm glad I voted for him, and I did vote for him three times, so I want to put that disclaimer out. He's killed woke. He's killed the DEI. He's pulled us out of the Green Deal. He's got us out of WEF. So there's a lot of things he has done, but this idea, because his whole vision is debt-based as a businessman. You can't run government on debt. And
debt's not taxable.
Well, and the thing is the debt, we've reached a point where, historically speaking, when you look at great empires in the history, when their debt exceeds 120% of domestic product, that is the end of the empire. And that is a universal 100% happens every single time.
Where are we right now?
We're at 120. 5, I think. And with this $2 trillion, it's going to go up.
Well, here's the
thing. And they're not making any cuts, and that's what
Well, that's what I thought this whole thing was.
Exactly.
Is we're going to cut through here. We've been using a chainsaw, and you know, maybe not the best. Well, it's not the best way because there's good programs that still need to be out there, but they've been cut just like the really bad ones. But here we are now with the chance to make this bill and cut. I mean, under Newt Gingrich back during the Gingrich years, they balanced the budget every year for like 4 years. I don't understand this propensity. You know, you go after the Democrats. Oh, look, they're just, spend. And then all of a sudden, wait a minute. Why is this, is this $2 trillion? And I've heard things like, yeah, but it's going to be saving all this money. Well, yeah, but why are we adding then $2 trillion?
Well, Mr. Musk went in, I think, innocent and bright-eyed, and he had a good plan, and he found billions upon billions, hundreds of billions of dollars of waste. When it was said and done, most of that has been wiped out, and he's found what they will now claim is to be about $9 billion in a multi-trillion dollar kind of a budget. That's like pennies on $100. It's going to, at the end of the day, not make a difference. The liberals have, and they've been doing it for years now, they use lawfare. So everything that Trump tries to do, they sue, and it's not a matter of that they don't think they're going to win. They just want to tie it up until his term is over. Well, Musk came in and tried to genuinely find some pork, but I think he got disgusted with it as well, and Trump has actually pulled the rug out from underneath him. But he just got disgusted because for every dollar he was, air quotes, finding, Trump and the boys, Trump and the Republicans, Mike Johnson and the crew, were adding two to the debt. And I think Musk got very disillusioned with the fact that here he is taking slings and arrows, his customers are getting their cars scratched, burned, dealerships are getting burned by liberals, 100% liberals for the record. And yet every dollar he found, Trump wanted to add two. And he's making some very bad decisions that are going to really impact us down the road, in my opinion.
We'll see here.
Yeah.
But it, to me, here's a perfect chance to shrink the size of the government.
Yep.
Get rid of programs and departments.
We have all three branches.
This is the time to do it. Do away with the Department of Education.
Yep.
I mean,
EPA.
EPA, whatever. I mean, I haven't looked at the EPA as much as I have at the Department of Education. And, simplify regulations, do all of those things, and save money if you're cutting back. How about just saying we're going to shrink the size of the government by 10%, and this is the way we're going to do it this first year, every year. As people retire, we just don't, and we're not firing them, but as they retire, we just get better at what we're doing. And so the next year, another 10%.
Carl, you know how you get better? AI.
Well, that's... And that's what I was going to say, because we just, I don't know if you
heard
early that, AI has taken all those entry level jobs from college graduates.
AI is not, it's going to turn out not to be a very good thing, and people will understand that down the road. But if you want to make it efficient, you could probably lose 100,000 people for two AI computers. I mean, that's just how capable it is.
And they're not going to regulate AI according to this bill. It's part of the bill to not regulate AI for 10 years.
Well, Microsoft did a thing, I think it was 2 years ago, and their AI is not supposed to be aware. It's not supposed to be aware. It's supposed to take numbers and spit out something.
It's a cruncher.
And Microsoft engineers gave it a problem where it had to use reasoning, which is theoretically a human trait.
Right.
It started to reason, and it freaked them out. 20 engineers at Microsoft sent a letter to Bill Gates and said, we need to get the genie back in the bottle. And that was the engineers themselves who said that.
Yeah.
So they said that it was capable of learning reasoning. That's what's coming, folks.
Well, see, and there was, if it's reasoning, then it can make moral decisions. Jeremy, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You're on.
So, the question I have... First, I guess the point I'd like to make is a lot of what they did with Elon and the Doge team is setting up the transaction tracking, the FTCs or whatever it was, that weren't being used. So there's a long-term impact to the budget and to the expenditures that's going to be carried into the future, I think. But the question I have is, How much of the federal budget is spent on labor cost versus how much of it is spent through the entitlement funds? I think it's over 60% of the federal budget is Health and Human Services, Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare. And, you know, you talked about shrinking the size of government by 10% per year by not bringing on new people when people retire. But isn't the majority of the funds that are actually distributed at the county level through all of the programs?
Well, two things. The first part that you mentioned about how in the future, how it was going to save money. I had read that. So I agree with you on that. The part about the entitlements at, you know, like Social Security, which was started under one auspice and is now under the other, where so many people are into that Social Security network that had never been planned on in the beginning. As far as the labor cost, what I was talking about labor cost and shrinking the government is to be, it's like a business. I don't know if you have a business, Jeremy, but if I've got 10 people in a business and I'm overspending, I may have to turn somebody loose so that then I can, you know, I have 9 people, so they have to, you know, take up the 10th person's job. And to make it more concise, more, consolidated, and be able to shrink it that way, not especially less in services, but your statement about 60% of it is going out for entitlements, I don't know, but that would sound right to me. I don't know. What about you, Jeff?
Well, we're at the point now that the interest on the deficit is more than the spending on the national defense. So yeah. We're going to spend more on national debt than we are on national defense, which again is another story because you just went up to $1.1 trillion for a war we're not fighting with an enemy we don't have. But the reality is...
Disagree.
Well, we'll talk about that. But the reality is, you know, we are severely overbloated, and when Social Security was founded, I think the number was 6 to 1. There were 6 working people for every 1 that was to receive benefits, and I think we're now down to 2 to 1, and it's on its way to 1 to 1. So they're looking at means testing and this and that, and the problem is, as soon as there's the word social, the Democrats go bat crap crazy and think that they're going to kill granny and everything else. And no, but the reality is the system as it is now is not sustainable. And when you think about this, think about how many people die every year in the United States and then how many people are working. So those people that die, there might be some death benefit, but it's not forever and it's not that much. But yet there's people coming in. So people might have lived until they're 55, 60, had a heart attack, car accident, whatever. But Social Security really isn't going to get paid out like it was if they had hit retirement age. You would think that with the amount of people that are passing away, plus the new workers coming in, plus the Social Security people that are actually passing away, that there's enough money there. The problem is they direct it into the general budget. That's
right.
The catch.
That was the problem.
And if they kept it in Social Security, it would be solved. Yeah.
Hey, Jeremy, great statements, buddy. You obviously are listening to this and looking at this. Final thoughts?
Yeah, so I agree with what you said. There was an expansion of Social Security under Bush that opened it up for a bunch of people that are outside of the retirement community. So an obvious thing to look at is a drawback of those sorts of programs.
Yeah, I mean, I knew a lady whose father was killed in a car wreck when she was like 10, and then she got a Social Security payment to the, you know, until she turned 18. I understand that because the guy was a worker and been paying in to Social Security, how it took care of his daughter, but I'm not sure how it takes care of somebody that's has a real drug problem and they get money, you know.
Well, I mean, California's, I think we're going to give the last thing I read, we're given $4 billion plus on illegal immigrants who haven't paid a penny into the system. That's $4 billion, theoretically, that could go to people who have paid into the system, or we could cut the size of government by $4 billion. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of ways to save money.
Good question. Thanks a lot for calling.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop. Haven't gone to a different one since I moved here in 2007. And thoroughly enjoy the experience. It's not a hair salon. It's a real barbershop. It looks like a barbershop. It's got heads on the wall. It's got police patches on the wall. It's got it all. It's got a jackalope on the wall. I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. Make the appointment, roll in, get my haircut, and leave. Or sometimes I stay and catch up on my road and track. It's Cypress Square Barbershop, founded in 1960, been in the same location in the Cypress Square Shopping Center since 1967, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers or Subways, if you remember that. Man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
The only thing micro about this event are the wrestlers. Micromania returns for an action-packed event at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, June 14th. Tickets for this micro event start at $15 plus fee and include $10 in free slot play. This high-flying event for those under 5 feet tall sells out fast. Get your tickets today before they're gone. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Redding Colt 45s.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today I'm going out. As soon as I get out of here, I'm going to run down to Riverview Country Club, where I am participating in the Special Olympics golf tournament. We play with Special Olympics athletes. Curtis Byron and the group there put all this on. It's a great event every year. I have a wonderful time.
Well, you almost teed that up for me to ask you, what is your handicap?
My handicap, my handicap is two.
I mean, you cheated up. I mean, I just want to say some golf euphemisms right there.
My handicap, though, is two.
Oh, no, you have a lot more, but that
I have two hands. Yeah. That is my handicap.
Well, people ask me if I play golf. I say, no, I hit a ball and chase it.
Well, on this one, I always bring extra balls because I know if there's a river, if there's a water, if there is an undergrowth, it's like I have a vector, you know, driven ball that would go in there. So I just pick up another ball.
Well, before I start any golf thing, I make sure whoever I'm with, we have an agreement that if I start the game with a ball and I finish the game with the same ball, I don't care what my score is, I won the game.
Nobody does.
Well, the reality is I usually lose the first ball on the first hole, so the game is lost for me anyways.
There's a spot down on the sack off the first tee there. And it's called Bot's Grotto because there's all the balls. if you could pick up the balls I've hit in that one area and golf for a year. Okay, I'm here with Doug Jenke, and we were talking inexcusable spending on defense? Is that what you were saying?
Absolutely.
Why is that?
Well, we in America have the unique position in the world, in world history. We are protected by two massive oceans, and we have a massive military naval capability.
Well, now see, there's one of the first things I'm going to argue with you.
Well, we've had ships go away, but the reality is it would take a massive undertaking for someone to come in through the ocean. So we have that covered. Then we have Canada to the north, which is, air quotes, a friendly nation. And we have Mexico with a very small border that is easily, air quotes, defendable. As the Ukrainian-Russian war is proving, the military, the big money is not winning the war. It's stinking $200, $300 drones that are dropping them on the top of these tanks. And so we've got a easily defendable country. And, you know, people, China doesn't have a nuclear ship. It can't go anywhere in the world without oil, and it doesn't have an oil production capability. So who are we defending against? Putin, for all of his bad stuff. The reality is he's not going to attack us. He knows he's never going to win a war against NATO, and he's made it clear and said it publicly 100 times. He has no westward expansion goals.
And you believe that?
100%. The man has said every single time what is his...
So Sweden joined NATO because they believed him.
Well, the thing is,
Finland joined NATO because they believed Putin.
No, they didn't.
Do you believe a word comes out of Putin's mouth?
I do. I think of all the leaders in the world, him and Malay are probably the only two you can trust because they say what they're going to do and they stick to it. End of story. And he has said point blank he has no Western expansion.
No, I don't believe it.
I do. Because he knows he can't take on the NATO alliance, so he knows that.
And the reason he can't take on the NATO alliance is why?
Because
the strength of the United States.
Well, I mean, there we are. We're in another world war going that direction.
But you just said it won't make any difference because he's never going to attack.
No, that's exactly what he's going to.
Well,
and
why isn't he going to attack?
Because he has no reason.
Because we have a strength.
He has
no
reason.
Because we have strength to keep. Oh, that, you know what?
He has no reason.
If there was nobody going to push back, he'd be right in there.
I doubt it.
If it wasn't for NATO. And why is NATO strong? Because of the United States. Why does China not just come in and take Taiwan?
Well, because they can, but they know that they're going to pay a heavy price for
that's
it.
That's right. And why is that?
Well,
the United States has a strong military.
We do.
Now, here's the thing is, it takes money to do a certain things like the F-35. People go, oh, my God, we spent all this money. Yes, but that plane in itself can take on 40 other planes because that's what the Chinese have. That's what the Russians have. They've got lots of lower-tech aircraft, and they want to attrit us. So what you do is you build systems that can attrit them by the dozens, that can go after them like that. The more sophisticated the threat, the more sophisticated you have to defend it. That takes lots of money. Then you have to recruit people since we don't have the draft. So you have to recruit people and you have to keep them. During the Biden administration, you saw what happened. We just couldn't get the people. So now we're setting enlistment records, but we're also raising the pay for the privates.
Yep.
Privates.
Yep.
Yep. The ones that are going to be out there on the front line shooting, well, we're making more money now.
Well, I watched a video.
This is where we get into it. Then let's look at when we mothball ships because we don't have enough sailors. Now, we have enough sailors, we can bring these ships out of mothballs, and so we can build a navy. So that we do have a deterrence of nuclear subs, carriers. We haven't put a new carrier online in decades. Cruisers, the littoral ships, all of these things to be able to fight in the changing scheme of the world. So when you start talking about, oh, we're just throwing it in. Now, is there bloat in there? Yes, of course. And I would hope that they would go in and find these contracts where there is the bloat.
That would be every contract.
Probably, but that you could say that out in the business world, too.
Well,
there's some kind of bloat built in there.
The thing is, Carl, you talked about it in your segment before I got on, and you're not giving it the credit that's due. I was watching a video, and it was from some defense contractor talking about the future of warfare. And it was very interesting because it was actually quite scary. The video talked about these robot soldiers that are out there and the robot dogs and this and that. But the one that was scary the most is you could load up a C-135 with 10,000 drones and have one AI. Drop them out the back, and then they will take off by themselves, and you have one AI targeting 10,000 drones, and that's the future of warfare. And that means even those F-35s that are all high-priced, a $300, $500 drone just needs to be in its flight path and go into a motor, and it becomes useless. So the reality is we don't have any ongoing wars that we need to deal with, air quotes. There's over 800 military bases around the world, and one of the other things that causes the demise of an empire is they expand themselves too far into foreign countries that have become entangled in things that they shouldn't be bogged down with, and we have plenty of proof of that over the years. So why we gave our defense $1.1 trillion pays right into Eisenhower's military industrial complex. In that, we do need a national defense. We've got it. We've got the biggest, baddest ass military in the world.
I support a Golden Dome.
We've got We've got 14 nuclear carriers, and one is being, I think, built or commissioned soon. We have the subs that go underneath the ocean. We don't even know where they're at. They're all nuclear. China doesn't even have a nuclear ship, not one
yet.
And they have one aircraft carrier, and it's so antiquated by the fact that it's a diesel. Or a fuel oil, I think they call it, aircraft carrier. It's got to carry so much fuel, it can't carry armaments, and it can't barely fuel the planes to get on and off of the deck. So we have an absolute overwhelming military majority already. Yes, do we need to maintain? Do we need to maybe do it? But the thing that Russia and China do have that we do not, so if you want to invest money, they have two weapons we do not have. They have hypersonic missiles.
They have two carriers with the third going sea trials and the fourth one.
And they're all diesel.
Featuring nuclear propulsion under construction.
We have 14 nuclear aircraft carriers that don't need to be fueled once every 30 years.
No, but I'm
just
saying
have one.
What I'm saying is you're saying they've only got one. Well, no, they have two, and they've got nukes coming up probably by next year.
Yeah. Well, their economy is collapsing, so they're not going to have the money to finish out those carriers as it is. They're in really bad shape. But my point being, Carl, is we're talking about cutting the size of government, and the defense industry should not be immune to it, because if there's bloat, that's a big one right there. $10,000 coffee machine.
I totally agree, but here's something else, too.
Yes.
We're way over our break.
Oh.
And when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about what BRAC is.
Okay.
As soon as we come back.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Anna Jay, Soul Punch, Ashley Black, and the Liquid Amber Band. Enjoy fun with the family with Redding Balloons and Face Painting by Squishy Doodle. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 18th annual Taste of Redding, Sunday, June 8th at the Sculpture Park at Redding City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofredding.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Get ready to experience an unstoppable force and the youngest record-breaking country star, Gabby Barrett, in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, June 28th. Saddle up and boogie down to number one hits like The Good One and Pick Me Up. Tickets for this event start at just $40 plus fee. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore. Vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you. June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Good morning and welcome back. Hey, tomorrow, Congressman LaMalfa is scheduled. I'm going to ask him about the big, beautiful bill that adds $2 trillion to the deficit. How does that work? Am I missing something here, Congressman? And maybe I have, because I am not intimately acquainted with the bill. I haven't read one page of it. I just read synopsises of it. 8:52 in the morning here on the 5th of June, and it's going to be 93 degrees today. I'm sorry, 96 today, and it's going to be sunny and hot through next Wednesday. We're going to start hitting triple digits tomorrow and stay in triple digits all the way through next Wednesday, according to the forecast. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, 530-365-3793. Great people. I'm here with Doug Jenke, and we're talking, you know, he's at a high hover about military. And I just have to, you know, point.
Get your hackles
out.
Get your hackles.
Yeah, it's not my hackles because, hey, look, when we were second, when I was a corporal, we're stringing comm wire. Next to comm wire. I mean, it was like we were the 10th ones going through it because we went through all the, and went through the same training areas. And even back then it was like, why don't we just put like one and we just, you know, use that one piece or, you know, put a heavy duty piece in there that we can use. Of course, we don't do that. But anyway, going back, and I said, asked Doug if you'd ever heard of BRAC, and he hadn't. And a lot of people haven't, so it's not just him. It's called the Base Realignment and Closure. That's what BRAC stands for. And the military gets together every year, every other year, and they go through all the bases everywhere. But, you know, mainly we're talking here in the United States. for realignment or closure. The military comes up with a number every year that we don't need. We can consolidate them. We can move these over here, or we just, you know, like taking El Toro, when the Marine Corps Air Station at El Toro, all that valuable property there, they moved them down to Miramar because Miramar, where Top Gun was, moved out to Fallon because they had much more areas to fly. It just made sense.
Yeah.
That was part of the BRAC.
Yep.
What happens is the military identifies bases, and Congress, the House and the Senate, fights it because they don't want to lose a base out of the area because it's like closing the jail at Susanville. That base, depending on its size, you know, they buy all their stuff from around there. It's jobs. It's all these things. So they fight it.
Yep.
And a lot of times they keep those bases. We have bases that we could easily close tomorrow.
Well, and my point being is we have 800 bases scattered around the world. Why do we need that? In today's world, when you can surveil people, I mean, from Nevada, we were driving through Nevada on the way to Texas, and you go by that base just north of Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And I remember during
the drone base.
I was going to say, I remember driving through there during Afghanistan, and we got to watch as we were driving in, I don't know, the stretch there, three or four of those Reaper drones take off, and they were all headed over towards Afghanistan for surveillance. Well, so they were flying from Nevada all the way to the other side of the world.
Yeah.
And
that base gets bigger every time I drive by that base every year on the way down to the national finals. And it gets bigger.
It's massive. It's massive.
It's getting bigger.
And so my point would be, we have so many bases overseas.
Yes, there are ones that obviously can be closed. But then when you start talking about places like in Okinawa, Korea, Japan, they're there for one reason, is to be able to reinforce into Korea without having to wait for weeks or months. We have our pre-positioning ships located in various areas, but Guam's one of them.
Yep.
Guam's another place we could look at is bringing some of the forces out of Okinawa, which we already have, and put them in Guam.
Yep.
We're still close enough to get back there.
Yep.
But are there bases? Obviously, there are.
Well, like I was saying to you,
tens of thousands in Europe.
Well, like I was saying to you, is after World War II, you and I and everybody who's listening has been paying for Europe's defense. We've been paying for Japan's defense.
As Trump has said.
Yeah. And we've been paying for Korea's defense. And my point being is, okay, if you want this there for your national defense, you pay the bill. You pay for the support. You pay for this. You pay a fee for us to park our ships and our planes there.
Well, let's go.
But they don't do that.
Let's take it another step. We pay for Canada's defense.
Yes, we do.
Canada does not have a viable self-defense force. Why? Because of the United States.
Yep.
We figured that they're going to have to go through you first.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they don't have an Air Force. That's why they don't have...
Well, they used to have, I think, an Air Force. That's where the Snowbirds were from.
Well, they
Canadian Air Force.
They may
but
still
it's small.
Have, but it's only...
Like three airplanes.
It's the Snowbirds.
And they probably got, like, rubber bands.
Anyway. But, so, I mean, yeah, we're picking up the tab. Now, one thing Trump has done, you will start paying your fair share, and just cause all types of consternation. But guess what? Billions of dollars came in as they started having to pay for their own defense. We shouldn't have to pick up the whole tab.
Nope.
Now, should there be, and I'm taking your word on it, that's 800 bases. I haven't looked it up.
That's 832.
I didn't take your word on the carriers, and you were wrong.
I was wrong. I said
you were
1 and 800.
400% wrong. 400% wrong. I mean, I can quantify it.
Yes, you can. I said they had one carrier. You said they had two. So I was off.
With a nuclear one coming up, started being built last year, will be online next year, and one other going on sea trials. That's their third one.
Well, I have a hard time believing they're going to put out a nuclear carrier that fast. It takes our best contractors 5 to 7 years to bring one from the scratch.
Okay, so maybe it's not going to come out next year, but
they will get it.
But they just reversed engineered the Enterprise.
Everything.
So, but going back to it, yeah, is there money to be saved in the Department of Defense? Absolutely. But whether you like it or not, we are.
We're the big dog.
The world's police.
Yep.
And here's the other thing. When people talk about, well, I don't think we should do this or that, I said, so you want Americans dying there? You want Americans dying in Ukraine? You want Americans dying in...
Exactly what I said, except for Japan. Japan apparently had I read about this, that Japan actually did get to the Pacific coast before they were discovered.
One time.
So they did get a foot on.
And they launched some fire balloons.
Yeah.
And things. But what we're saying is, the reason is.
But those are a lot of local skirmishes. We don't need to be involved in.
We don't know what the Brits went through. We don't know what the French went through. We don't know what any of those people went through.
Yeah.
Why? Because our forces are over there.
Well, I still say that we get involved in a lot of things we don't need to be involved in. Let them do it. If they should see that they're going to come our direction, we can handle any conflict.
But hey, everybody, it's going to be hot out there. Have a good day, and God bless America.
Back down. No, I won't back down. You can
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.